I shrugged. I watched the taxi getting nearer. Yvette looked at me. What sort of man you like, lil bug? I looked at the ground. There was grass there, pushing out of the tarmac, and I twisted it in my hands. When I thought about men, I felt a fear in my belly so sharp it was like knives piercing me. I did not want to speak, but Yvette nudged me with her elbow. Come on, bug. What sort of boy be madam's type? Oh, you know, the usual sort. What? What you mean? The usual sort. Tall, short, skinny, fat? I looked down at my hands. I think my ideal man would speak many languages. He would speak Igbo and Yoruba and English and French and all of the others. He would speak with any person, even the soldiers, and if there was violence in their heart, he could change it. He would not have to fight, do you see? Maybe he would not be very handsome, but he would be beautiful when he spoke. He would be very kind, even if you burned his food because you were laughing and talking with your girlfriends instead of watching the cooking. He would just say, ah, never mind. Yvette looked at me. Forgive me, bug, but your ideal man, he don't sound very realistic. The girl with the documents, she looked up from her Dunlop green flash trainers. Leave her alone. Can't you see she is a virgin? I looked at the ground. Yvette, she stared at me for a long time, and then she put her hand on the back of my neck. I ground the toe of my boot into the ground, and Yvette looked at the girl with the documents. How you know this, darling? The girl shrugged, and she pointed at the documents in her see-through plastic bag. I have seen things. I know about people. So how come you so quiet, if you know so damn much? The girl shrugged again. Yvette stared at her. What they call you anyway, darling? I do not tell people my name. This way it is safer. Yvette rolled her eyes.